Good evening, everyone. It is March 2nd, 2022. In compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice was posted on the Township website, distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would you all please rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence to honor our first responders, servicemen and women, and the people of the Ukraine. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
If I may, Mayor, I would like to make some remarks in regards to your comments from the last meeting, if you don't mind, and the committee may allow me. Good. Just a few things on the comments. I categorically disagree with Mike, and I'm not here to call him any names, by the way. The one thing that bothers me is the medical cannabis application, which is listed in this remarks, was an application at the state level. It's not an application at the township level. He goes on to say, in 2019, a township resident, was requesting a zoning permit to grow medical cannabis on their property. Zoning permits do not come from the township committee. Zoning permits go to the zoning office. Exactly where the process started. Couldn't agree more. That's where it started. However, when the zoning officer does not sign off on an entity or resident that comes before them, the next step would be an application at the Board of Adjustment. That didn't happen. So that's why I say resources were used at the Board of Adjustment and at the Township Committee. So I disagree with Mike's statement. And the Board of Adjustment, for everyone, is the purest board we have. There's no elected official on it. It's pure volunteer residents. The other statement that Mike made in regard to the minutes. I'm going to read this paragraph and then tell you why I'm concerned. At the 12:15 meeting, I, meaning Mike, made the following statement about those minutes, and rather than paraphrase, I will play it for you, and he plays the audio from his cell phone. He goes on to say, over the past years, we've gone back and forth over policy on these minutes, and my understanding is the policy is that the minutes should reflect the topic stated, the action proposed, and action taken. And we sometimes veer off into quasi-transcripts, and I think these 2 minutes have done that, and so I request that we ask the clerk redraft the minutes, taking our some of the non-action minute sections. That was on his recording. So back to the regular audio. So there was a constructive conversation about the minutes and what minutes should include, and a little bit later in that same meeting, there was a motion made by Mark Law. I don't disagree with any of that. I agree. That's truly what happened. But what is bothering me, the motion was seconded by myself. Mr. Law stated the motion was to relook at the November 17th minutes to bring them into the policy of being topics and points of discussion. I'm going to say that again. Being topics and points of discussion. What has concerned me was in the November 17th minutes, comments by Ms. Kohler were completely eliminated. There was no points of conversation. They were completely eliminated. So the written history of the township is gone. I would have liked to have added, which was approved at that meeting before that, These language, Mrs. Kohler provided information on a meeting that took place in 2019 between the mayor, zoning officer, township attorney, planning board attorney, and the NAR group attorneys and stakeholders. Subsequently, the mayor authorized a letter to be provided to the NAR group as a request to attach to their 2019 application to the state for alternate treatment center medical cannabis permit. So that's a point of discussion or topic. It was stricken from there, and that's why I argued so hard to have that in there. It's a place of history in this town. Should be in there. My colleagues saw it different. They voted it out. I'm going to go, and that's the November 17th minutes. On December 1st, again, we had a complete section of the minutes completely deleted. These were very important to me, and I wanted them in here for the very reason of this statement. Mr. McKee said that at the last meeting, he stated that he does not feel the township needs an administrator. I strongly feel that way, and I want those in the minutes. They were taken out. That's a topic. That's a discussion. That's what we unanimously voted on. And I should read that again to remind the committee of what we voted on. This is not something I like doing, but it has to be said. Mr. Law stated that the motion was to relook at the November 17th minutes. That was the first copy that I held up. To bring them back into policy of being topics and points of discussion. The points of discussion were eliminated. A sentence here, a sentence there. I don't feel that's right. I would feel that a mayor of 5 years would have broader shoulders. Thank you for your time. If you'd like to respond, please do.
And just by brief response, obviously we have a difference of understanding back to 2019, and I'll respectively leave your position stand and my position stand. And on the minutes, sometimes when we speak extemporaneously and make motions, the words may not mean the same thing to one person as another. I think we clarified last meeting our policy on the minutes, and I think I'll let that stand as the policy that we implemented last meeting. Thank you for your comments on that.
And I want to clarify one part of what I stated. That was to be done by the clerk, and it wasn't done. And so we had to take it upon ourselves, and Mike took it upon himself to rewrite it.
And all I'm saying is points of communication.
If it had maybe done and it was recorded properly. And did I interrupt you?
Are you disparaging her without a rice notice in public again?
Oh, my God.
Repeatedly.
I making the statement of the clerk to do it, period.
That's disparaging her performance in public, and I'm not going to listen to it one more time. This has been like the third time between you and Mike.
That it's on record.
Yes. Matt?
Is there a question?
He's discussing her performance, the employee performance. It's a violation of her.
We're not going to take any action regarding discipline or reviewing an employee this evening that I'm aware of. There's nothing on the agenda. So if we could move on to whatever the subject matter is without doing so.
Okay. If there are no further comments, the first item of business is the minutes from the reorganization meeting of January 5th. 2022. We've all had them for a number of days. Is there any comments on the minutes or a motion to approve the minutes of January 5th, 2022?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of January 5th, 2022.
I'll second the motion.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. That takes us to public comment limited to agenda items only. Is there a motion to open the meeting to public comment?
Make a motion to open public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment related to agenda items, you're welcome to come forward.
Charlie Fortenbacher, 100 Schleicher Road. I see that there's an appointment for a new business administrator. I was at the meetings when the first business administrator was talked about and hired, and I voiced my displeasure with any kind of hiring and a waste of money that I thought was in by hiring an administrator. It's come up again. I'd like to know what the previous administrator did for the town to warrant this $65,000 annual salary. Did it help the town out? What did we get out of it? If we're going to be hiring another administrator, to my displeasure, what are we expecting that person to do? I don't feel that we need an administrator in Dart Township. We have a relatively small town. I don't know what his duties would be. I would love to know what he did while he was here. I never heard one thing that he did except collect the salary and sit at the in that corner over there at the meetings. Strongly, I don't think we need a business, a township administrator at all for our town. That's the way I feel.
Thank you. Any other members of the public would like to make a comment? Seeing no one else. Is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So as was just mentioned, next on the agenda we have an ordinance, and I would tie that together to the resolution before that. Both actions are to start the process of hiring a business administrator. And just to make sure everyone knows, the resolution to appoint the business administrator is here for purposes of informing the public, to be completely transparent of who and what the person would be, what the salary is, and the like. But I'm intending to table that tonight, as you'll hear in a moment, because of the timing related to the salary ordinance. So the first item is salary ordinance 2022-04, amending the salary ordinance that was passed earlier this year to include the business administrator. The reason here by our ordinance is called the township administrator, commonly called the business administrator. As was just mentioned, for the last few years, we had a business administrator through a shared service with Tewksbury Township. So if you looked into our budget, you would see that that was financed through a line called other expense because it wasn't an employee of ours. The state laws require that we have a salary ordinance for employees of ours. And so since we've never had that position, we needed to amend the ordinance to include the new line on it, township administrator, for a salary, annualized salary of $66,000. Let me review the process that we've gone through here a little bit. So in December, we advertised for the position after our previous business administrator. He was elected to be mayor of Parsippany, so he ended his time with both Tewksbury and ourselves. In response to the advertising, we received 15 responses. The committee held a number of special meetings. We interviewed 6 of the applicants. We deliberated in executive session after those interviews about the strengths of each applicant, how they would meet the needs of the township and the like. It was established by a consensus majority of this group that the position could be filled on a part-time basis, 3 days per week, annualized salary of $66,000, and that's what is now reflected in our salary ordinance. So let me tell you who we've extended a draft proposal to for consideration for the committee to make sure that, you know, it's a chicken and egg. We have to extend something, discuss, see what they would agree to.
Wait a minute. Okay. I have to interrupt it. I really think we should go into executive session to talk about this because there's a dispute as to what you were authorized to do. At the last meeting, you were authorized to go and negotiate and come with feedback. We never discussed it beyond that. The next thing you know, there's a resolution. You weren't authorized to put a resolution and offer to this person, and here we are. And I don't know if Matt wants to weigh in on this or not, but
on the preparation of the agenda.
Karen, what was the motion that was made in that executive session?
Right, there was no motion. There was a consensus.
Or consensus,
to
whatever.
To have me extend the letter that everyone had a draft of. And if that letter, with minimal changes, was accepted, that would then be brought back.
To bring feedback. And then here we are. It's on the
agenda.
There's
no more feedback once the letter is accepted. There was no need for feedback because the letter that you had ahead of it going out was what was accepted.
You did not have authority to go out and put a contract together. First of all...
First of all, there's no contract.
First of all, you negotiated. Next thing you know, we're getting all this correspondence. We can't talk about it because it's a quorum, you know, over email.
Exactly.
So I just don't understand how this is on the agenda. We haven't even talked this. Like you said, you're tabling it. You're doing the right thing because the salary ordinance is there. And then talking about that, why is there not a range? What's going to happen?
Because we now know the specific number that the person has agreed
to. What if they leave? Then what are you going to have to amend it if somebody could take less money?
Of course. I mean, of course we amend it.
And wait. So I just think there's a lot going on here. This, you don't have the authority to do what you did. You don't. Tell me that you do. I mean, you don't.
Well, if the matters are on for discussion consideration, there can be parliamentary action tonight or a no vote. So if the intention is to pull the appointing reso forward to tonight, that can be done. But if it's going to be tabled, it would be pushed to the next agenda. So I mean, if that's now under consideration by the full committee. So whatever the pleasure of the governing body is at this point, as to when what occurs next. So, but as stated, there needs to be a public hearing on a salary because the structure of the previous accommodation was not a salary; it was a contracted line item. I spoke to Greg about that, and so that's why it needs to be. The salary ordinance.
Now, we had a prior salary ordinance that did not include the administrator's value.
That's correct. Right. Because
we had a salary resolution that was also approved that didn't have the set value for the year. And now this one now includes a value for the administrator position.
Correct.
The problem I have was that a salary ordinance is meant to have a range. This has a pinpointed number. And I think that limits the township in the event of something happening where we're stuck with these numbers. I would prefer to see a range in there, 52 to whatever.
I believe that motion could be made before we introduce this. If you'd like to see a range, we can make a motion to include a range.
I think there should be a range in there. No, I'd make
I mean, this would
motion.
Be the time
and
to do that.
Just to add to that, because, again, I spoke to the CFO because – there's a significant transition from how we had previously dealt with this until as it's under consideration now, which is he takes the number that's determined, whatever that annual number is, and he himself prorates it for data hire, just so we're clear on that. So that we don't need to back into a retro also because he does that.
I guess it's because I'm set in my ways and I've never seen a salary ordinance that has a pinpointed number. 11 years I've had a salary ordinance, and it's always been a range. And once we introduce, we go to public, and then we motion open, motion close, approve or disapprove.
If we publish it with a single item and go to public hearing, we can't change it at the public hearing.
What if it's open?
That's what he's...
Correct.
I mean...
He's suggesting that tonight he propose a lower number in the range.
I think there should be a lower number.
And that can be done right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so... So would you like to...
So that then will need a salary resolution to follow.
The CFO, yes, in order for the CFO to be able to calculate
it. That's the
way
we've done it in the past.
Okay, so would you like to propose a number for the range?
Stuck in my ways.
Would you like to propose a number
for
your...
So I would propose that we put a salary resolution, and this is open for discussion, $52,000 to the annual salary of $110,000.
That's a motion to amend the ordinance.
It's a motion to amend the salary ordinance.
And so
let me put my glasses on here. 2022-04.
So you want to have a significantly a lower, you want to open up a range from the agreed upon number, and I was, and for the audience, I'll resume my introduction of the person once we get through this, but she has agreed to a $66,000 salary. You'd like to open up a lower range to $52,000 and contemplate a higher range up to $110,000.
Well, that's the annual. If it was a yearly appointment, wouldn't that be the number?
If it were a full-time appointment.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, if it were a full-time appointment, yeah, it would be $110,000.
That makes,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's
the only reason.
I see what, okay. Just to be clear, that you know, the CFO prepared this. He was comfortable with it this way. You know, I'd asked whether it should be the annualized number or the actual number. He felt it's the amount that she paid. So
I threw it out there. If there's other comments here.
Well, you made a motion, just so we're clear. Yeah, yeah. The record should reflect
that. That motion was 52 to 110?
Yeah. Correct, for the position of Township Administrator in Ordinance 2022-04. So that was a motion made by Mr. McKee.
And so we're in discussion before, well, whether a second emerges or not.
I think we're waiting for a second, right?
Right. But we're also, I mean, we normally discuss
okay.
a second
form. Okay, I just want to clear where we are.
Emily, I don't, personally, I don't see any, I'm just not seeing a benefit to doing it, but I'm not seeing a real problem with doing it. I'm somewhat neutral to it.
Again, it seems unusual how we're doing this salary ordinance, because the purpose of a salary ordinance is to project a range. I understand that Greg will take this number, prorate it for the weeks out of 52 that
right,
worked.
Right,
I get that.
Right, right.
But it just doesn't appear right to me.
I'm neutral to it either way.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with it. It just went by what was suggested by Greg to put in it that way. So, I mean, 52 to 110, again, I have no issue with that. So I'd make that second.
Roll call. Sorry, is there any further discussion?
I have a strange question. What if you put the range as a dollar?
You can do that. You can do that too. We have some ranges go from $2,000 to $40,000. The low end of the range doesn't.
You might
really
get a volunteer that wants to work for a dollar. I don't know.
Yes. But there's a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. So let me continue on for the public. So we, so I described the process, interviewed six candidates.
I'm sorry. If I could, Mayor. I just want to be clear. Motion was passed.
Yep.
To amend.
Yes. So when we get to the introduction, we will be potentially
okay.
introducing the amended.
Just that we hadn't done
the amended
that.
Ordinance.
Okay.
No,
understood.
We're not.
My apologies.
I was trying to get through a little
I'm
bit.
I'm sorry.
Of
I just don't want us to get through the meeting, and then we
I
never see, adopted see. The.
No.
We never
no.
introduced it.
I'm doing my best
my
to
mistake.
Keep track of where we're going. So, for the benefit of the public, the candidate that a majority of this committee agreed to extend a proposal to is named Karen Brown, Esquire. She's an attorney with her own law firm, which she's had since 2004. She handles a wide range of contract, employment, and real estate matters. She's admitted to the bar in New Jersey, New York, U.S. District, and the U.S. District Court. She earned her law degree from Rutgers after graduating college from Seton Hall. She has extensive experience in municipal government, most recently as borough attorney for Roselle. She was also corporation counsel for the city of Newark, managing a 30-lawyer department. She was chief judge for the Municipal Court of the City of Passaic and judge of the Municipal Court for the City of Patterson. Prior to being a judge, Ms. Brown was elected as county clerk for Passaic County, a position she held for 5 years. She's demonstrated impressive success in all areas of her career. Obviously, that's my opinion. I believe she will be a great resource for Lebanon Township as we continue to optimize the management of our township. As I said several years ago, and I continue to say, it's not that we need an administrator position because we're a broken government in need of fixing problems, but I strongly believe that we can improve our management and efficiency and provide better support. This is one example to our volunteer committees and commissions to leverage the volunteer energy. This township accomplishes an awful lot through volunteers, whether it's the Park Committee, the Rec Committee, the Environmental Open Space Commission, things that larger towns pay people to do. And I think one thing that I've been hearing over the years is that we under-support our volunteers. And so I think leveraging the support for them through a township administrator is something that would be very valuable. A couple of points of reference. I'm often asked, how much does this cost an average taxpayer? Using the fact that we have roughly 2,500 homes tax lines, so not using the $6,000 number of people, but this the $66,000 salary for 3 days a week comes out to $26.50 per house. Other ways of framing that, I note that we have a budget of about $6.8 million, and this is less than 1% of the total budget value. And I think the skills that I just mentioned, the legal background, the municipal clerk, county clerk elected position, the management experience that she's demonstrated has the potential to add significantly more value than that less than 1% of the scale of our township. So the action before us tonight, as was started to mention, is to introduce what is now the amended salary ordinance. There would be a public hearing on this salary ordinance that would be scheduled for March 16th, at which time we would then consider the resolution to appoint her as well. But this, to me, the way to be able to discuss with the public exactly who we're talking about was to put the resolution out there so in full transparency, the committee knows what's coming next meeting, the public knows what's to be considered next meeting. But tonight it's to introduce the salary ordinance as amended. So at this time, if there's any further discussion on the salary ordinance, or we could entertain a motion to introduce the salary ordinance as amended.
I'll make a motion to introduce the salary ordinance number 2022-04 with the amended.
I'll second that.
Any further discussion? Roll call vote.
Yes.
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 Yes. So for the public, on March 16th, we'll schedule a public hearing on the matter. Next resolution is Resolution 40-2022. Title of it is a resolution authorizing the adoption of the 2021 Hunterdon County, New Jersey Hazard Mitigation Plan update. The situation behind this is that in order to be FEMA compliant for federal disaster relief, in the event that disaster happens and we need that, we must either participate in the county plan or prepare our own plan, which is a rather expensive undertaking, requires a lot of expertise. And I would also note, as part of this resolution, it notes that a coalition of Hunterdon County municipalities with like planning objectives has been formed to pool resources and create a consistent mitigation strategy within Hunterdon County. So even if we went on our own, we would want to consider all the other plans around us in order to qualify for these FEMA-compliant federal disaster relief funds. We need then to adopt the plan in its entirety, the county plan that's been prepared over the past, I think, year and a half. Any discussion by the committee, or is there a resolution, a motion to adopt Resolution 40-2022?
I have a question about what exactly do they mean by hazard mitigation plan? Are they talking about weather? Are we talking about a situation where, God forbid, we're at war?
That's a possibility.
It's as broad as they could imagine. It's on the county website, and it's meant to deal with anything that FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management.
Continuity of government in extreme events that you're mentioning, things like that, like alternative sites, everything.
For us, we've accessed FEMA when the Raritan River branch has flooded.
That I understand.
Things like that.
What would be the role of the Office of Emergency Management person then to coordinate with this plan?
They were involved with.
Okay, that's all.
Coordination.
I believe if we don't enter into this,
we got to do our own.
Follow through it, we lose some ability with FEMA
exactly,
as well.
Exactly. Exactly.
We don't want
that's
that.
Unless we develop our own plan.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And that would be more than $24 a year per house. We don't need that.
So, any other discussion or motion for Resolution 40-2022 to adopt the authorizing the adoption of the Hunterdon County Hazard Mitigation Plan update?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any further discussion? Or roll call vote?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, Resolution 41-2022, titled Accepting the Award Contract from the State of New Jersey Department of Law and Public Safety, Office of the Attorney General for the Body Worn Camera Grant Program. The grant is attached here, too. The police chief of the Township of Lebanon has recommended the acceptance of the award grant, and so the resolution is to hereby accept the grant and to authorize the clerk and the mayor to sign the grant. It's in the amount of $20,380. This was put in place last year when the state mandated body-worn cameras for all police officers.
Once they funded it.
And then they
partially funded it, at least.
They funded a good chunk of it.
Yeah.
Any discussion or motion?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 41-2022, accepting the award of the contract from the state of New Jersey for body-worn camera grant program.
I can ask a question for a second. Yeah. I have how many cameras, body-worn cameras, with this purchase? How much is administrative cost? I mean, it's free. It's not free. It's coming from the state. Do we have any idea how many cameras have been?
Well, we've already purchased. This is...
Never mind.
But it's the cameras, it's the software, it's various implementation around it. So it's not just the hardware.
Yeah, understood.
It's a program.
Last meeting, the meeting before, we had actually a bill for the software that we're already utilizing.
I'll second the motion then.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, Resolution 42-2022, authorizing the award of a non-fair and open contract for environmental engineer for licensed site remediation professional. This appoints Darren Vogel of the company Lisco Environmental LLC as our environmental engineer. What we know has to be done is at a cost of $1,750, we have a deed notice requirement in the Lebanon Township First Aid Squad property from a leak some years ago, and we're well through the well monitoring, and this is just our biannual report submission on the topic. Any discussion? Is there a motion to approve Resolution 42-2022?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 42-2022.
Second.
Roll call? Unless
yes.
There's any other discussion?
Oh, I'm sorry, did you call roll call?
I accidentally did, but if there's any other discussion, otherwise roll call.
Roll call? Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we have a transfer resolution, Resolution 43-2022. This is from the CFO. This is the last point in the year where we can take budget numbers from the prior year. Some budget lines were underspent, some are overspent, and in some cases it's just advantageous, the CFO's advice, to move unspent money where it might not have been spent, but to funds like the snow fund for future years where it can be used. So the total of this transfer resolution is to move $63,954.23 out of various accounts into other accounts. Some of the expenses that it's moved to are the tax assessor engineering, which we didn't use much of last year, and we had some excess in the DPW salaries due to a retirement that wasn't budgeted for because obviously we didn't know. One of the areas that is moved to is for gasoline and diesel, where prices had gone up in the end of the year, and then to some road equipment, not salaries, and snow reserve. I would say those are the major, and buildings and grounds, those are the major categories. Any discussion that anyone would like to have? Is there a motion for Resolution 43-2022?
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution Number 43-2022.
I'll second it.
Is there any further discussion? Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Under old business, we have none on the agenda unless anyone has anything urgent. Next, then, under new business, our police chief has sent a letter to us requesting authorization to start a Facebook page for the police department to communicate issues as they see them, whether it's road closings or crime or other events. So these would be posted through the police department. The ability to comment to the Facebook site will be turned off. If people have followed us for a few years, we've struggled. I think we all have endorsed the goal of communicating more. We've never figured out some of the legal issues around it. Facebook first didn't let you, they allowed you to ban comments, then they didn't allow you to ban comments. Now, as I understand it, they allow you to ban comments again. Our chief of police has talked to other police departments, and he believes he has the best practices in place. I discussed with the clerk, because obviously one of our issues has always been document retention. This creates documents. She's discussed with the chief, and they believe that they have a method to monitor that, although I would still suggest when we approve his request that we approve it contingent on document retention procedures that are coordinated with the clerk. So the discussion ultimately is leading to if someone would like to make a motion to authorize the police department to start a Facebook page contingent upon document retention procedures coordinated with the clerk. Any discussion? Would someone like to make that motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And next, from our recycling coordinator, Joanne Fasinelli, looking forward in the year, she would like to schedule the free townwide paper shredding event for September 24th, 2022, from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. to be located at the municipal building. Any discussion around that? Is there a motion to approve the townwide shredding event on the date she proposes?
I'll make a motion to propose to adopt the free townwide paper shredding event for residents September 24th to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. No other new business on the agenda. Takes us to presentation of vouchers, where we read out vouchers over $1,000.
This voucher I have here is for the North Hunter and Voorhees Regional High School. It's for the first quarter of 2022, $975,855.50. The next one I have is for Lebanon Township Board of Ed, which is for the first quarter of 2022 school taxes, $1,790,701.66. I have one here for Finch Fuel Oil, which is for Fire Station 1 and Fire Station 2, a total of $1,724.96. And I have one here for Gephardt and Kiefer, our legal, General Matters, January 2022, in the amount of $3,000.
I have two. One is for Laura Roerig, the ACO, for Animal Control Services from February 1st, 2021 to January 31st, 2022 for $6,499.98. The second one is for Griffith Allied Trucking for gasoline for the police for $2,922.03.
I have to JCP&L our electric bill for the month of January, $1,102.08.
I have two, one from Reed Systems Limited out of Ellenville, New York, for a calcium pump for the, would that be for the not salt, calcium, obviously, that's distributed on the roads in the snow situation. $3,477.20. The second is a voucher from Homestead Lawn and Landscape regarding plowing on Littlebrook and Pine Ridge Road, various dates, for $9,800.
I have none that apply.
So the total voucher list is $2,805,565.18. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Is there a second?
Second.
There's no discussion. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. There's no correspondence this evening.
There's one correspondence I got from Karen got from Gina. Is it Sampaio? I hope I'm not butchering
Sampaio,
it.
It's okay.
Sampaio. There will be a reception called From Our Perspective at the museum on Saturday, March 12th from 1 to 3. The range of guests they expect is between 5 and 65. The anticipated attendance is 30 guests, and it would be for 4th and 8th grade students. Will be accompanied by their family members to visit the museum and celebrate their artwork on display. Light refreshments will be available, and all ages activities will be provided. So read that into the public record, and I hope if people can go, they would go.
Thank you. No other correspondence, then we would open to public comment on any topic anyone would like to address. Is there a motion to open to public comment?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment, please come forward.
Brian Wonder, One Wonder Lane. Sounds like a heck of a resume for that administrator. Doesn't seem to fit our township whatsoever to me. Actually seems like a red flag why such a resumed attorney would want to come to this town. It would seem like a pay cut. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but it doesn't seem to fit well at all. And regardless of that, I know the committee knows I'm against the administrator, and I always have been. Timing's not right. We spent a lot of money on an administrator already. Got really nowhere. The administrator had to have his hand held, and everyone's still here staff-wise that you thought were going to retire. I haven't seen the benefit. I haven't seen the return. I haven't seen the grant work done. Very little. So that's my comment.
Thank you. Any other member of the public? Seeing none, is there a motion to close the public? Oh, sorry.
My name is Lisa. I live on Dewey Lane. In regards to the business administrator, that was a shared services, the position that Mr. Barbario held with us and Tewksbury. And I, as well as some other residents, have an understanding that Tewksbury has promoted from within, which was a suggestion before Barbario came on board. I don't understand why that seems to have been abandoned. And also, too, with regard to our township minutes, 300 words went to 12. I don't know what has been going on, but from my perspective as a resident, it looks very suspicious and very questionable that that is being allowed, that that is being done. Because it appears to me that the clerk is not being allowed to do her job because of whatever other circumstances may are being in play. 300 words to 12. That's very questionable. That's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you.
it.
Go ahead.
Are you sure?
Report.
Thank you, sir.
Good evening. Sharon Petzinger, 320 Dogwood Drive. So I just want to talk about the minutes a little bit. So everyone who comes here to make comments thinks what they have to say is important. And so I've expressed this to you all in an email. I've expressed this in the previous meeting. I think it's really important to treat all public comments equally, whether it's from people sitting back here or emailing it or from township committee members speaking on during the public comment period. And so along those lines, I looked into what that looks like. What does it look like to treat all public comments equally? And so I looked at 75 different comments going back to about 16 months from last month. And sorry, I'm looking at my phone to get, I want to get the numbers right. most of the comments were summarized in 1 to 2 sentences. The average was 1.3 with a standard error of 0.08 sentences, and about 20 words with a standard error of 1.43 words. So this is what was reflected in the meeting minutes during the public comment period. And so most of the comments omitted most of the content. So the topics were there, but some things were saying, you know, so-and-so commented on such-and-such and asked this. And that was pretty much the end of it. The comments were not put in there. It was just the topic and then what was said. So there are a number of comments. Like, that's kind of how it's been reflected over the past 16 months. And so I just ask that you kind of continue along with that and just treat it equally. So if you're going to keep that topic and point of discussion without putting in the content, just have that be across the board. And if you want to do transcripts, that's fine. Have that be across the board. So that's all I just wanted to say about that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ron Mikowski, Rocky Run Road. At the last meeting, we had one point of the minutes brought up. One of the committee, the mayor spoke about it. This meeting, we had another committee member speak up opposing that, which is fine. I think that's great. I think we spent enough time on the minutes issue. Can we please put it to bed? Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no other member of the public going forward, is there a motion to close public comment?
I make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. We have no topics for executive session tonight, so the next action would be a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Yes.
No discussion.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.